Reached by WAMC News Thursday afternoon, Sheriff Paul J. Van Blarkum stood by the Facebook post his office made earlier in the day. In the post, Van Blarkum writes, "In light of recent events that have occurred in the United States and around the world, I want to encourage citizens of Ulster County who are licensed to carry a firearm to please do so. I urge you to responsibly take advantage of your legal right to carry a firearm. To ensure the safety of yourself and others, make sure you are comfortable and proficient with your weapon and knowledgeable of the laws in New York State with regards to carrying a weapon and when it is legal to use it."
Well, it's really self-explanatory. It goes into what's happened, obviously what happened in California, but what's happening in the United States and around the world. And I, for one, would encourage anybody who is licensed and who is proficient and who is responsible and is comfortable doing that to carry a weapon. You know, when the stuff hits the fan, it'd be nice to know there's somebody there that's going to stand up.
Are you concerned that it would complicate your job in law enforcement to have other people, you know, carrying weapons and potentially using them if a situation did happen?
No, I'm not.
Van Blarkum's post garnered headlines around the world and fierce online comments from supporters and opponents alike. One opponent, Gardner musician Tim Hunter, who launched a Change.org petition calling on the sheriff to, quote, change your mind or change your job. It had nearly 700 supporters by Friday morning, but Hunter acknowledges his petition is not likely to chase Van Blarkum from office.
Possibly censure. I know I've spoken to many other public officials here in Ulster County who are aghast. Not that the sheriff would call for public safety, but the method with which, you know, 100% carry is scientifically doesn't convey safety.
Ulster County District Attorney Holly Carnwright referred a request for comment to a post his office made Thursday. Carnwright writes that he has complete confidence in Sheriff Van Blarkum and finds him to be thoughtful and direct and a bona fide asset to our community. Urging residents to, quote, see something, say something, he adds, Ulster County is blessed with an exceptionally trained, proficient law enforcement community and says he discourages any action by untrained and unskilled citizens. Hunter, who launched the petition, says the issue isn't so black and white.
While I respect the sheriff's opinion and hope that his real interest is to keep the citizens safe, the science that I've looked at and the studies that I've read show that this would not be a method that would, in fact, add safety, but would add greater risk.
Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple, meanwhile, tells the Times Union that most people who have a permit to carry already carry, but you don't want to instill fear in your constituents. For his part, Sheriff Van Blarkum wasn't worried about the potential firestorm from his original post.
That's the great thing about living in the United States. I can live with that. You don't agree with me, that's fine. But as the head of the Ulster County Sheriff's Office and an elected official in Ulster County, I think it's important that I get my opinion out there.
On that last note, there's no debate. The original Facebook post has already been commented on almost 3,000 times and shared 28,000. You can read the full statements by the sheriff, the DA, and hear our interview with Sheriff Van Blarkum at WAMC.org. Ian Pickus, WAMC News.